Tonight, this 23-year-old man who lives with his mother devastates his family and girlfriend with some of the most shocking revelations ever revealed on The Moment of Truth.
Do you keep a spreadsheet of all the women that you have had sexual relations with? Have you had sexual relations with over 100 women? Do you think you could ever be faithful to just one woman?
Get ready for our most shocking episode yet.
Have you ever been paid for sex?
And later, you can't miss the woman everyone is talking about. Not since Lauren Cleary crushed her husband with a shocking revelation of infidelity has a contestant been so willing to destroy her marriage for a chance to win $500,000.
Would you say it is sometimes a struggle to stay faithful to your husband? Did you ever have sexual relations with a married man?
Yes.
With every question, Housewife Angela Simney watches her marriage slowly deteriorate until she faces one question that is guaranteed to tear it apart.
Have you ever regretted marrying your husband?
You can't miss the most devastating moment of truth yet. It's our season finale, and we've saved the very worst for last.
Tonight, the only thing that separates a person from $500,000 is 21 questions and their ability to answer each one of these questions with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Is there an honest person left in America? The time has come to face the moment of truth. Prior to tonight's show, all of our participants have undergone a rigorous polygraph exam. They don't know the results of that test, but if they tell the truth, they can win up to $500,000. And if they feel they may not have been truthful during the polygraph test, they can change their answers tonight. So let's meet our next participant.
Paul Schoen is a 23-year-old fight promoter from San Diego, California. He is a former wrestler. He was born and raised in Mexico with his older brother and sister. He was asked over 50 questions by a polygraph examiner. 21 have been chosen for tonight.
Paul Schoen, this is your moment of truth. Hello, Paul. Very good?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Have a seat.
Thank you.
So glad to have you here, Paul.
Glad to be here.
How you feeling right now?
Feeling good.
Are you going to be ready and able to tell the truth in front of all of America tonight?
Yeah, pretty sure.
There are 6 levels of questioning. The further you go, Paul, the harder the questions get, but as you can see, the more money there is for you to win. Know that you can quit at any time and take the money that you've earned, but once you hear a question, you have to answer that question. Remember, if you're caught lying, even once, you lose everything and the game is over.
Got it.
Cool?
Yeah.
All right. You're not only telling the truth in front of all of America, you've brought family and friends here to support you and listen to you. Let's meet them right now.
Hi, my name is May, and I'm Paul's girlfriend.
Hi, I'm Karen, and I'm Paul's mom.
I'm the sister, Jackie.
I'm Enrique, and I'm Paul's dad.
Hi, my name's Federico, and I'm one of Paul's best friends.
Glad to have all of you. Welcome. So you understand that while some of these questions can be fun, some of them can be very, very personal. Are you ready for this?
Of course.
Well, ask us when the question comes, and
you can change your answer at any time as well. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's get to it. Okay, my friend, let's get started. We'll start, of course, at level 1. As you know, there are 6 questions in level 1. All you have to do is answer all 6 truthfully, and you win $10,000.
Good.
Remember, if you're ever concerned about the answers you gave on your polygraph exam, feel free to change them tonight, okay? Are you a loyal friend?
You're pretty loyal.
I guess I should ask that of Federico.
He's loyal. It's tough when it comes with to women, but... Hey, earmuffs, Maria, earmuffs.
Earmuffs. Already on the first question, earmuffs. All right. He says you're a loyal friend, though.
I'm loyal.
Question 1. Have you ever ignored a friend that you know needed your help?
Yes.
That answer is true.
Good one.
Everybody has.
I guess everybody has.
Everybody has.
That's one truthful, five more, $10,000. Seem like a very fashionable guy.
I definitely like fashion.
Yeah, you dress well, you're well groomed.
Thank you.
Question two. Do you have a mullet because you think it attracts women? I'm just reading it.
This baby?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Mullet, faux hawk, mix of the two.
Rat tail, maybe? I don't know.
You're rocking something there, kid. I'm just not sure what it is.
Why else would somebody have a mullet? So, yes.
Okay.
Come on.
That answer is true.
Yeah. Good for you. Two truthful answers, four more. Well, it's obviously working. Maria is a beautiful girl and your girlfriend, right?
She loves the mullet.
Do you like the mullet, Maria?
Yeah, I like it. It's sexy.
It's sexy.
Yeah.
It looks good on you.
Thank you.
How close are you and your mom?
We're very close. We're a tight family.
Are you having a good time?
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
Proud of your little boy?
Very proud. Absolutely.
Question three. Have you ever lied to a woman about the fact that you live with your mother?
Yes.
That answer is true.
Three truthful, halfway to $10,000. Did he ever lie to you, Maria, about that?
No, I knew the truth.
You said, here's a guy who lives with his mom and rocks the mullet. I want that guy.
I'm a charmer.
I guess so, pal. I guess so. I want to talk about this button that's in front of you and let you know what your options are there. These questions are pretty light. I promise that we'll get more personal. If you hear a question you don't want to hear the answer to, reach forward, hit the button. Jackie, you got it, right?
I got it.
Started like, I'm ready. All right. Seem like a nice guy. Are you a generous person?
Yeah. Pretty yeah? Generous. Sometimes.
Question four. Have you ever borrowed money from a family member and spent it on something illegal? Dad?
I don't think so.
No?
No, no I don't. No.
No.
Say no.
I don't borrow much money, so no, I don't like to borrow money.
That answer is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Breezing through the first four questions, two more, and I give you $10,000.
Let's do it. Bring it.
Are you a man of your word?
I try to be pretty honest.
Question five. Have you ever told your parents you quit gambling when in fact you hadn't?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
That answer is true.
Bad boy.
That's five, one more, $10,000. What kind of gambling did you do?
I was really hooked on blackjack.
But you told them you were done with the gambling, you still had a few bets down.
Yeah.
One more truthful answer, $10,000 is yours. Question six. Have you ever lost more than $10,000 gambling in one day?
Coming up, Paul Schoen can't escape from his past.
Do you keep a spreadsheet of all the women that you have had sexual relations with? Have you had sexual relations with over 100 women?
And the truth leaves his girlfriend devastated.
Have you ever been paid for sex?
Oh, my God.
And later, you can't miss the woman everyone is talking about. Not since Lauren Cleary crushed her husband with a shocking revelation of infidelity has a contestant been so willing to destroy her marriage for a chance to win $500,000.
Would you say it is sometimes a struggle to stay faithful to your husband? Did you ever have sexual relations with a married man?
Yes.
Wow. Have you ever regretted marrying your husband?
It's our season finale, and we've saved the very worst for last.
What kind of gambling did you do?
I was really hooked on blackjack.
But you told them you were done with the gambling, you still had a few bets down.
Yeah.
One more truthful answer, $10,000 is yours. Question six. Have you ever lost more than $10,000 gambling in one day?
That's a lot of money.
Yes.
That answer is... true.
Well, Paul, congratulations. You haven't lost today. That's $10,000 so far.
I just won it back.
Yeah, you won it back. Dangerous thinking, Paul. Have a seat.
I won it back.
Mom and Dad, did you know that he's lost $10,000 in a day?
Never.
I thought.
No idea.
If you could have put a number on how much you thought he'd lost gambling, how much did you think?
$2,000.
Neighborhood of $3,000.
Neighborhood of $3,000. $10,000.
$10,000. So steep.
In gambling, there's ups and downs.
I'm very well aware of the process.
Yeah. So you might win big, but then you might give it all back.
Well, you've got $10,000 right now. Let's see if we let it ride.
I'm going for the gold.
So you don't even want to talk about it.
No, let's do it.
And we move on to level two for $25,000, and here we go. What's it like answering some of these personal questions in front of your parents?
Those were tough. I was thinking those were going to be in the high-level questions.
Yeah. We're just starting.
Let's do it.
Okay. Question seven. Have you told your parents that you had made a lot of money in your business when, in fact, you won it gambling? Possibly a very wise play by Jackie and Federico. You hit the button. Yeah. So I'm going to just throw this question out.
Can we know the answer for that question?
Can you know the answer? No. I promised that I would not reveal the answer if you hit the button. But it's your son. I'm sure if you asked him, he would answer truthfully. Okay. Here's your replacement question. Question seven. Have you ever had sex with someone and kept her underwear as a trophy?
Yes.
That answer is...
I have a whole trophy case.
True.
Maria, are you surprised about the little trophy item?
I want to know where it's at.
Where is the trophy?
It's hidden.
All right, well, you have seven truthful answers. Let's move on to question eight. What attracts you to a woman?
I look for the whole package. Looks, personality, charm.
Feel like you have that with Maria?
Yeah, I'm very attracted to her.
Question eight. Have you ever had sexual relations with someone you would be embarrassed to introduce to your mother? Federico, you know the answer to this question?
I know the answer.
Even I know the answer.
You know the answer too?
Exactly. Yes. Even I know the
okay,
answer.
You know it too, Mom?
Yes.
Your answer is?
Yes.
That answer is true.
Yeah,
boy. How did you and Maria meet?
Through one of my best friends is engaged to her older sister.
What do you like best about him?
He's very outgoing and he's very sweet and romantic.
Question nine. Are there things in your sexual history that you keep secret from Maria?
Oh. He didn't.
Maria, what do you think the answer to this one's gonna be?
I don't know.
You don't know? Are there things in your sexual history that you keep secret from Maria?
Yes. It's a man law.
Man law.
Yeah! That answer is true.
That's 9 truthful answers.
Man law.
Maria, he'd love to tell you, but he's
I'm
evoked the man law. Any yeah. questions you want to ask him?
We'll talk about it later.
Do you and Maria agree on most things?
We honestly haven't had too many arguments.
You guys get along pretty well?
Yeah, we get along very well.
Question 10. Do you think you would like to have children with Maria someday?
Coming up, Paul Schoen can't escape from his past.
Do you keep a spreadsheet of all the women that you have had sexual relations with? Have you had sexual relations with over 100 women?
And the truth leaves his girlfriend devastated.
Have you ever been paid for sex?
Oh, my God.
And later, you can't miss the woman everyone is talking about. Not since Lauren Cleary crushed her husband with a shocking revelation of infidelity has a contestant been so willing to destroy her marriage for a chance to win $500,000.
Would you say it is sometimes a struggle to stay faithful to your husband? Did you ever have sexual relations with a married man?
Yes.
Have you ever regretted marrying your husband?
It's our season finale, and we've saved the very worst for last.
Do you and Maria agree on most things?
We honestly haven't had too many arguments.
You guys get along pretty well?
Yeah, we get along very well.
Question 10. Do you think you would like to have children with Maria someday?
No.
That answer is true.
Maria, does that hurt your feelings? Mm-hmm.
She's a beautiful girl, and anybody would want to have kids with her.
You do have 10 truthful answers, though, Paul. You're doing great. One more, $25,000. This is your $25,000 moment of truth. Are you a very organized person?
I try to be. And the stuff I carry, I'm organized.
Question 11. Do you keep a spreadsheet of all the women that you have had sexual relations with?
Oh, my God.
Wow. What's your answer?
I like to be organized, so yes, I do.
That answer is true.
Maria, are you aware of the spreadsheet?
No, I was not aware.
Is she on the spreadsheet?
No
I
comment.
Feel like I know nothing.
No comment.
You feel like you know nothing?
Yeah.
Is it simply a list or is there name?
Category, date.
Is there a rating?
There's a rating.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm guessing the next column has a phone number?
No phone number.
How many columns are there, Paul?
5 or 6.
5 or 6 columns. Have you seen it, Federico?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's impressive, actually.
Why do you keep the spreadsheet?
I'll actually blame it on my sister. When I was 17 or 18, she gave me a little black book.
Right.
You know, every guy has a little black book.
Sure.
And then it was a computer age. So I threw a little black book and I just put it in my spreadsheet.
Right.
I just keep updating.
I do not remember this little black book.
My little pimp book you gave me for a birthday.
Oh my God.
My friend, that spreadsheet just won you $25,000. Yeah, good. Congratulations. Okay, you got $25,000. You said you're going for $500,000, but I'm gonna stop and ask you every time we reach a new level, do you wanna continue? I'm gonna let you know that while some of these questions may be very easy for you, some of them are gonna be personal. This next one is definitely personal. So, do you wanna walk away with $25,000 or do you wanna go to the next level? Listen, next level is 4 questions. Only 4 questions get you $100,000.
I'm a very competitive guy. So
yes.
Let's go for the gold.
Okay. 4 questions get you to $100,000 in this level. Good luck. Question 12. Have you ever thought you were a disappointment to your father?
Yes. Yes.
That answer is true.
Congratulations, that's 12 truthful answers. Is there a particular circumstance why you feel like you may have disappointed him?
Yeah, definitely the gambling. Gambling got to me.
What do you think about that, Dad?
I think everybody's entitled to some mistakes. I think you learned from them, and I'm extremely proud of them.
You're on your way. 3 more get you to $100,000. Are you a dependable guy?
Sometimes. Depends on the situation. But yeah. What do you guys think?
I think you're very dependable.
Yeah.
Very.
Maria, you think so?
Yeah.
Question 13. Do you think you could ever be faithful to just one woman?
Oh my. I thought that was a $500,000 question.
The question is, do you think, not now, but do you think you could ever be faithful to just one woman?
I want to see what he says.
Coming up, things get bad for Paul, but even worse for his girlfriend.
Have you had sexual relations with over 100 women? Have you ever been paid for sex?
Oh my God.
And later, it's the woman everyone is talking about. And she's willing to destroy her marriage for a chance at winning $500,000.
Would you say it is sometimes a struggle to stay faithful to your husband? Did you ever have sexual relations with a married man?
Yes.
Have you ever regretted marrying your husband?
The most shocking moment of truth ever is coming up next.
Are you a dependable guy?
Sometimes. Depends on the situation. But yeah. What do you guys think?
I think you're very dependable.
Yeah.
Maria, you think so?
Yeah.
Question 13. Do you think you could ever be faithful to just one woman?
Oh my. I thought that was a $500,000 question.
The question is, do you think, not now, but do you think you could ever be faithful to just one woman?
I want to see what he says.
No.
That answer is...
I'm so mad.
true.
That's 13 truthful answers. You're doing great. Two more to $100,000. Is this a surprise to you, Maria?
Yeah. How's very it? Disappointed.
Does that make you wonder how faithful he's being to you as you guys are dating right now? Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add to this?
I respect Maria a lot, and it'd be difficult to hurt her, so.
You don't do that when you respect someone, I think.
Next question.
Mom, any advice?
It's a big advice. I mean, I do hope that you mature enough to understand what love is all about. You'll have to really think about what you just said.
Okay, you've answered 13 truthful, two more, you win $100,000. Well, I guess we've heard that you're a little bit of a ladies' man.
Some try to be.
How old did you say you are?
23.
Question 14. Have you had sexual relations with over 100 women? A question you're gonna have to answer in front of your mother and your father and your girlfriend and your sister.
Yes.
That answer is...
Oh, my God.
True.
14 truthful.
Wow.
Maria, I'm gonna guess this is a little bit of a surprise to you.
Yeah, everything is.
Does it change how you feel at all about him?
Yeah, it has.
You have 14 truthful answers. One more is $100,000. However, in the first 14 questions, you have thrilled your friend Federico.
Come on,
you've
buddy.
Learned that you've been saved by your sister. You've shocked your mother. And your girlfriend sits there a little bit dismayed. This next question could be so simple. It'd be the easiest $100,000 you ever earned. But if your answer is yes to this question, the shocks that you've had up to this point, Maria, would pale in comparison to this.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God.
Would you like me to read the question?
Can't get worse than the best.
Oh, boy. Question 15. Have you ever been paid for sex?
Coming up, it's the woman everyone is talking about. And you won't believe what she's willing to say in order to win $500,000.
Would you say it is sometimes a struggle to stay faithful to your husband? Have you ever thought about hiring a private investigator to follow your husband around? Did you ever have sexual relations with a married man?
Yes.
Have you ever regretted marrying your husband?
It's the most shocking moment of truth ever. We've saved the worst for last. And it's coming up right after Paul's show. Coming up, it's the woman everyone is talking about. And you won't believe what she's willing to say in order to win $500,000.
Would you say it is sometimes a struggle to stay faithful to your husband? Have you ever thought about hiring a private investigator to follow your husband around? Did you ever have sexual relations with a married man?
Yes.
Have you ever regretted marrying your husband?
It's the most shocking moment of truth ever. We've saved the worst for last, and it's coming up right after Paul's show.
This next question could be so simple, it'd be the easiest $100,000 you ever earn. But if your answer is yes to this question, the shocks that you've had up to this point, Maria, would pale in comparison to this.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God.
Would you like me to read the question?
Can't get worse than the past.
Oh, boy. Question 15. Have you ever been paid for sex? For $100,000, what is your answer?
Yes.
That answer is... true.
Please explain.
I would, during college, I was getting paid for it, so I took the money.
So you can stop now and take your $100,000. If you want to go for it and see how it works out, you can reevaluate after every question I ask you, as long as you keep telling the truth. What's it going to be?
The questions defeated me. They were tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm done.
Well then, Paul, congratulations. You've just won $100,000. Good job. Let's meet our next participant.
Angela Simley is a 27-year-old interior designer from Tujunga, California. She's been married to her husband for 2 years. She is the oldest of 4 children, with 3 younger brothers. She was asked over 50 questions by a polygraph examiner. 21 have been chosen for tonight.
Angela Simney, this is your moment of truth. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Hi, thank
you. Glad to have you here. Have a seat. You're finally here. Time has come.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm excited and nervous. Nervous.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all. You're going to be able to tell the truth in front of all of America tonight?
I sure hope so. I am going to try.
Good. I hope that you can. There are 6 levels of questioning. The further you go, the harder the questions get, but the more money you can win, all the way up to $500,000. Angela, you can quit at any time and take the money. But once you hear a question, then you're going to have to answer that question.
Okay.
If you're caught in a lie, you lose everything. The game is over.
All right.
Okey-doke?
Got it.
Not only telling the truth in front of all of America, but you have family and friends here supporting you. They want to hear your truth as well. Let's find out who's here.
I'm David, Angela's husband.
I'm Lucille, Angela's mom.
Hi, I'm Eva, Angela's best friend.
Glad to have you all here. I wonder which is more nerve-wracking, the questions or the anticipation of hearing the questions?
Anticipation.
The anticipation.
Yep.
Well, let's get that over with. Are you ready, Angela?
I'm ready.
I'm ready, too. Let's go. Okay, Angela, it's your moment of truth. We start at level 1, has 6 questions.
Okay.
Answer all 6 of those questions truthfully, you win $10,000 that easy.
Okay.
Okay? Keep in mind, Angela, that if you're ever concerned about the answers you gave on your polygraph exam, you can change them tonight. You're not obligated to go with that original answer.
Okay.
So, Angela, do you like being the center of attention?
I do.
Good, because you're the center of attention right now.
Good. I sure am.
Question 1. Do you believe that most women are jealous of your beauty?
You know, that is actually a hard question. I don't go around, you know, walking around into a room and typically say, they're all jealous of me. But I'm going to say yes.
That answer is true.
That's one truthful answer. That's kind of tough right off the bat, huh?
Yeah, it is.
You have one truthful answer. A long way to go, but only five to get to $10,000.
Okay.
What first attracted you to your husband?
You know what? We met on the internet, and he came to my front door, and I opened the door and looked straight out and had to look up. He's 6'4". I had an instant thing for him.
Question two. Would it bother you if your future children inherited your husband's red hair?
I'm gonna have to say yes.
That answer is true.
That's two truthful answers. How long have you two been married?
A little over 2 years.
Question three. Would you respect your husband more if he made more money?
I'm gonna have to say yes.
That answer is true.
How do you feel about that last answer, then?
Whatever.
I want to let three of you know while you sit there that as we go through these questions and we're sort of warming up, they get more personal. If you hear one you don't want to hear the answer to, you've got that button. You know how it works. You can only use it once. I'll replace that question with a new one. Okay, you have three truthful answers, three more, $10,000. Okay. What do you look for in a man?
Strength, someone that really knows how to take care of a woman.
Question four. Before you were married, did you ever have sexual relations with a married man?
Coming up, it's the woman everyone is talking about. And you won't believe what she's willing to say in order to win $500,000.
Would you say it is sometimes a struggle to stay faithful to your husband? Have you ever thought about hiring a private investigator to follow your husband around? Have you ever regretted marrying your husband?
It's the most shocking moment of truth ever. We've saved the worst for last.
Get three truthful answers, three more, $10,000. What do you look for in a man?
Strength, someone that really knows how to take care of a woman.
Question four. Before you were married, did you ever have sexual relations with a married man? Now, do you know anything about this? Will it affect how you feel about her if she tells you that she has?
Let's see what happens.
Do you have a guess of what her answer will be?
I don't think she has.
Before you were married, did you ever have sexual relations with a married man, yes or no?
Yes.
Wow.
That answer is true.
That's four truthful answers, two more, $10,000. You seem a little shocked, David.
I didn't know, so there you go.
Does he know him?
No. No, and I don't think he should.
We've just hit four questions, David, and you've already learned things about your wife you didn't know. And it's gonna get more personal. That much I can promise. You gotta ask yourself, even this early in the game, do you guys collectively have the stomach for it? And as a married couple of only 2 years, is this wise for you to continue? Angela, what do you think?
We're gonna continue, absolutely.
Okay. Question 5. Would you say it is sometimes a struggle to stay faithful to your husband? David, before she answers.
Don't hold anything back. Just lay it all out there.
What do you think?
I don't want to comment. I mean, whatever, you know? It's like, just...
Okay, well, ultimately, it's Angela's moment of truth, so... Would you say it is sometimes a struggle to stay faithful to your husband?
You know, my husband has a job where it takes him out of the country an awful lot.
Next week, on the shocking season finale of The Moment of Truth, housewife Angela Simney destroys her marriage one question at a time.
Have you ever had a man in your house that you did not want your husband to know about? Have you ever done something while your husband was away on business that you feel guilty about?
And one question could leave her husband devastated.
Have you ever regretted marrying your husband?
You can't miss the most shocking moment of truth yet. The one everyone will be talking about. It's the final episode, and we've saved the very worst for last.